be a short shiur today. Let's pick up from Ayin Ches Amud Aleph at the top, the two dots. Hafilu hu ima b'mita. So the Mishnah had said at the beginning of the parak on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that a man throws a get to his wife, and it's betoch beisa, betoch chatzevla, in her house, in her chatzer, they are divorced. But if it's in his house or his chatzer, even if it's ima b'mita, in the same bed, ainu magreshes, she is not divorced. Even if the get lands on the bed that she's lying on. So Amar Rava lo shanu el b'mita shalo. That only is true that they're not divorced if the bed belongs to the husband. Aval b'mita shala migureshes. But if she's lying on a bed that belongs to her, even though it's in the husband's house, she is divorced. Tani Namiyachi, we have a brace that says just like this. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Bemita Shalom Eina Megureshes, Bemita Shalom Megureshes. If it's in his bed in his house that the get lands on, they're not divorced. If it's in her bed in his house that the get lands on, then they are divorced. Frakti Gemara, Ubemita Shalom Megureshes. Wait a second. If it lands on her bed in his house, are they really divorced? I Caleb Shalokeach Birushus Mocherhu. Isn't this an example of the person who's trying to acquire it, having it land in their kli, but the kli is in the property of the person who's trying to give it up, of the person who's trying to sell it? Shamit mina Caleb Shalokeach Birushus Mocher Kana Lokeach. If this halacha were true, then we would be able to solve the age-old problem of what's the halacha when you try to acquire something in your own kelim that are sitting in someone else's rishus. This is an age-old question. This is a big issue. And now we would be able to solve it so easily. Because look over here. You have the woman's bed in the husband's property, and she's able to acquire a get. So says Gemara, no, you wouldn't be able to solve anything. By the way, Kelo Shalokeach Bereshus Mocher, important concept. So the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't be able to solve anything. Lo Tzricha de Gavoa Asara. We're talking about that the bed is 10 Tfachim high, and therefore it's considered to be its own separate, independent Rishus. We don't view it as if it's inside the Rishus of the husband, even though it's in his house, because it's so Chashuv, by virtue of its height, of the fact that it's 10 Tfachim high, that we view it as its own independent Rishus, that belongs completely to her, and that's why she's able to acquire the get. But if, let's say, you have a guy who wants to buy something, let's say I want to buy something from you, and I put down my basket in your field, in your property, and you put something in that basket, maybe I cannot be kona with that basket, because that basket is not chashuv enough for it to be kona in your property. It's only going to be kona when it's in my property, unless, of course, the basket were 10 tefachim high. It's 10 tefachim high. Then it's just like the bed. Then it would be then it would be reshus b'fnei atzma. I frek the gemara v'yika makom kiri. But wait a second. How can you say that her bed is not in his reshus? The legs of the bed are resting on his ground. So how could you say that it's its own reshus and it's separate from his reshus? The legs of the bed are resting on his ground. Says gemara makom kari lo kapti inchi. People don't really care about the little bit of space that the legs of the bed take up, and therefore it's still considered to be the top of the bed is still considered to be an independent rishus. Underneath the bed is his rishus. She acquires the get when it lands on top of the bed, right? So main point, if the get is on her bed in his house, it can work, even if it's Kalev Shalom, even if you were to hold Kalev Shalokeach Rishus Mocher is not Kona, provided the bed is 10 Tfach Mai. So again, say it a little slower. If the get lands on her bed in his house, it can work, even if you normally hold Kalev Shalokeach Rishus Mocher Lo Kona, that the Kalev of the Lokeach in the Mocher's property does not work, provided that the bed in our case is 10 tefachim high. Why the bed have to be 10 tefachim high? Because then it makes its own rishos. Very good. Okay, fighter, two dots. L'tochika o l'toch kalasa megureshes. The Mishnah had said that if the get lands in her lap or in her basket, then she's megureshes. The Rashi said on the Mishnah that kalasa is a basket that women keep their sewing utensils, all sorts of piping and needles and stuff like that. So frek the Gemara, why does that work? Amai, kelev shalokeach b'rishus mocher. Aren't we talking about a case where she's in the husband's house? So isn't this exactly a case of kelev shalokeach b'rishus mocher? So I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel, one shaisa kalasa tliyaba. It was talking about she's holding the basket. It's hanging on her body, and therefore it's not considered to be berushas mochem. V'chenam Rabbi Lazar Marboshia gon shaisa kalasa tliyaba. Rabbi Lazar Marboshia says exactly that. Rabbi Shimon Lakshamar kshura afal pisheina tliyah. He says as long as it's tied onto her, even if it's not hanging in the air from her body, meaning even if, let's say, she has a leash she has a string that ties the basket onto her body, but the basket's sitting on the floor and the string loosely hangs down between her body and the basket, even that would be good enough. The basket doesn't have to be hanging in midair, even if it's just kshura, it's just tied. Ravad bar Ava Omer, now the case is the basket is between her thighs, she's holding it in her lap. Ravmasharshi bar Avdimi Omer, the case is that her husband must be a basket salesman, and therefore he doesn't care about the place of the basket that the basket is taking up if he's a basket salesman, because he's got baskets all over the place. So it's not considered to be a problem. The whole issue with Kelev Shalakech versus Mocher is he's going to say, I don't want your basket on my property. If it's in my property, that's my property. Right? He's going to be machmid about it, but if he's got baskets all over the place, so he doesn't care so much about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makom Chika Kanoila. Makom Kalasa Kanoila. Rabbi Yochanan says wherever she keeps her lap or wherever she keeps her basket, that's considered to be her rights. That's considered to be her area in that house, and therefore it's not part of the general issue of Kelev Shalakech versus Mocher, because we don't assume a typical salesperson wants your kelim in his property, but a typical husband allows for certain basic room that the wife needs to take up, like the place where the basket is, the place where her lap is. Amar Rava, my time Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? L'fishayin ad makbid, l'al makom chikov, v'al makom kalasa. People aren't makbid about the little bit of space that her lap or her basket takes up. Tanya namiyachli, everybody's just like this. Zarkul l'toch chikov, l'toch kalasa, l'toch kol davar shu ki kalasa, harezim gresheis. If he throws the get into her lap, into her basket, or any place that's just like her basket, she's divorced. What does that mean? Any place that's just like her basket. What does that mean? Lasuye taska de achla batamari. It must be. It's referring to some type of basket, I guess, for lack of a better term, that you would eat dates out of. The tamar is a date, right? Tamari that you would eat. That you would eat dates out of. So essentially, all this this taught us is that the reason that when it lands in her basket, she is kona, is even though it's in his property, it's not like Kelev Shalakech versus Mocher, she's kona, because her basket is either very much connected to her, either by hanging from her, tied to her, so either it's physically somehow connected to her, or we just assume he doesn't care about the makom that her basket rests on, and that's what differentiates it from Kelev Shalakech versus Mocher. Okay, new Mishnah. Amrla, kinsi shtar chov zeh, osha matzasu me'achorav. So a guy says to his wife, pulls the old switcheroo. He says to his wife, "Here, take this shtar chov that says, that I owe you $1 million, and or matzaso me'achorav." He sort of sticks it in her back pocket. She finds it in his back pocket and takes it out. So Kora, and she reads it and she says, "Wait a second, this is a get." So ino get, that's not a valid get. That's not called nesinus haget. If you give her, "Here, take this." "Why? What's this?" "Oh, it's something that's it's good. It's a mitzvah note." And then she takes it and she's like, "Wait, that's not a mitzvah note. That's a get." So then it's not a valid get. Ad sheyomer la hagitech. He has to say when he's giving her the get, "Hagitech, this is your get." Nasan biyadav, he puts it in her hand. Vihi yeshena, and she's sleeping. Neura korva reugita, and then she wakes up and she reads it. She's like, "Oh, what's this over here?" And she opens it up and it's her get. Eino get that shiomala hagitech. It's not a good get till he says hagitech. What does it mean till he says hagitech? So if she's sleeping and he says hagitech, then it's a good get. Right, she probably has to be awake. She has to be conscious. She has to be real. She has to realize that she's receiving the get at that time. Good. So says Gemara, ki amar la hagitech may havi, havle tzligitech me al gabe karka. Even if he says to her, "This is your get," why is that valid? After all, isn't this the same as telling a woman, hey, pick up your get, it's over there on the ground? That's not a valid nesina. Va'amar Rava, we know Rava holds, tli gitech mi al gabe karka lo omar klum. That kli gitech mi al gabe karka is totally invalid. When you give a get, you have to give it. You can't just say, oh, your get's over there, pick it up from the corner of them. That's not nesina. So why does this case in our Mishnah work? Which case? Oh, so which case in the Mishnah are we talking about?
She's sleeping.
No, he gives her a shtar.
No, I think it's shalafto me'achorav, no?
Back pocket.
Yeah, the back pocket. So says the Gemara, emas shalafto me'achorav, that it was stuck in his back pocket and she pulls it out of his back pocket. So it's not me'al gabi karka, she's taking it from him, right? First, right, that's a real nesina, right?
That doesn't work.
What?
Does that work?
No, I think we're saying that would work if you would say hagiteich. Right? I think we're saying that would work, because that's not she's speaking up from the ground, she's speaking up from his body. So that would work. So it says Gemara, no, that still shouldn't work. Shalafto nami habin v'nasan biyadav aleka. Even when she's picking it up out of his back pocket, that's not a nesina. She's taking it. Where's the v'nasan biyada? So it says Gemara, lo tzricha da'arek l'chartze v'shalafte. Now he sort of shakes his hips. He does a little Elvis move and moves his hips in her direction so she could take it from it. So he's not just standing there still and having her take it from the back pocket. Then there's no nesina. Over here he is doing a nesina. Who says his nesina has to be done with his hands? If he were to hold the get between his toes and pick up the get with his feet and give it to her, that would be a good nesina. So he gives it with his hips. He gives it with his back pocket. Tiny na miyachi. Amar la kinsi shtarchov zeh osha shlaftu meyachorav karasa vareyu gita enu get ad she yomar la hagiteich divrei Rebbe. The Rebbe says exactly like we said in the Mishnah, that if a man says, here, take your shtarchov, or she finds it in his back pocket and she reads it turns out it's a get, it's invalid until he says to her, hagiteich. Rebbe Shimon Elazar omer li yolam enu get ad she yitlenu emena viyachzer viyitnenu la viyomar la hagiteich. Rebbe Shimon Elazar says, no, it's not going to be a good get if afterwards he says hagiteich. No, he has to take it back from her, give it to her again, this time saying hagiteich. Nasno biyada v'yishena ne'or of a karava areu gita enu get at sheyomer la hagiteich divrei Rebbe. If he gave it to her while she was sleeping, she wakes up, she reads it, and it turns out that it's a get. So again, Rebbe holds he has to say hagiteich. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar omer at sheyitlenu emena v'yachzer v'yitnenu la v'yomer la hagiteich. No, he's got to take it back from her, give it over again, and say hagiteich. Saying hagiteich alone, it does not work. So tzricha, we need this machlokas to be taught in both cases, both in the case in the first case where he gives it to her as a shtar chov, and in the second case where he gives it to her while she's sleeping. Diet marbach kamaisa. Had I only been told the first case, bayikam Rebbe mishum debase grushahi, I would say that's where Rebbe says you don't have to take it back again, and you could just say hagiteich, because at least she's eligible to get divorced in that state of consciousness. But if you give it to her while she's sleeping, she's not even eligible to get divorced. Sound familiar? She has to at least be eligible for divorce, for proper nesina. Ah, very good. V'yit mar baha, and if you would tell me only in this last case where she's sleeping, I would say, yeah, baha kam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar will make you give it again, because he gave it in a way where she wasn't even eligible to be divorced. Al bach im modal Rabbi tzricha, but in the other case, if you modal Rabbi, that's why I need to be told in both cases. So, main point. Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if a get was given without her knowledge, Rebbe holds all you need to do is say hagiteich, even if she's sleeping. All you need to say is hagiteich. Rebbe Shimon Elazar holds you have to take it back, give it again, even if she was awake the first time. Good. Amar Rava, kasav laget v'nasnu biyad avda. If a guy writes a get for his wife and he gives it in the hands of her eved, yashanu mishamartov, the eved is sleeping and she's guarding him, hareze get, it's a valid get. Neor, if the Eved is awake, ain't no get. Then it's not a good get. Why? Davile Chatzar Mishtameris Shalola Daita. Because this is a Chatzar that's not being guarded by her. The Eved has a din of a Chatzar. But he's not being guarded by her. What does it mean he's not being guarded by her? Because when he's awake, he's guarding himself. So it's a Chatzar Mishtameris Shalola Daita. I would say that's it's an important phrase. Chatzar Mishtameris Shalola Daita. I don't remember if I pointed out to you earlier, but another important phrase is Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. That's another important concept. Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. Yashinu Mishamarta raise a get. So he said, if the Eved is sleeping and she's guarding him, it's a good get. Frek the Gemara, Amai, why is that a good get? Chotzer mehaleches he. Isn't he a moving chotzer? Another important phrase. V'chotzer mehaleches lo kone. And a moving chotzer should not have the ability to be kone something for a person. Says Gemara, V'chitei miyashin shayni. You're going to say, no, when he's sleeping it's different. V'ama Rava, no, Rava taught us kol shilu mehalech lo kone, amid v'yoshiv lo kone. Anything that, while it's walking, cannot acquire something for you, even if it's not currently moving, it's sleeping, still cannot acquire something from you. So says Gemara, v'hilchasa b'kafus. The case must be that how could the Eved be kone the get? It's kafus. What does kafus mean?
Tied down.
Tied down. The Eved is tied down, exactly. Okay, so main point number three, putting get on a tied down sleeping Eved is valid because it's not a chatzim aleches and it's mishtameres midaita.
Can we say before the Eved could even be away?
We did?
I'm pretty sure I remember this whole Gemara coming up, but never mentioned sleeping.
We just said, Yashinu Mishamarta, Harezeh get, Nei or Reino get. No?
Whatever. I think it's your name.
No, it says in the Pashup Shat that if he's sleeping, the Bryce had said, then it's good to get. If he's awake, it's not a good get. So Gemara said, well, wait a second, if he's sleeping, how is it good when he's sleeping? So he said, because he's tied down also.
You can't even move in that case. Saying,
because
if he's
right.
Sleeping without being tied down, he's potential.
Right, right, exactly. Mishnah, okay. Haisa omed this Rosh Hashanah v'zarkula. If the woman was standing in Rosh Hashanah and the man threw the get toward her while she was in the Rosh Hashanah, karov la migureshes. If the get landed closer to her, she's divorced. Karov lo, closer to him, he has a weak arm, enu migureshes. Then she's not divorced. Mechzal mechza, if it's halfway in between, megureshes veina megureshes. Then she's suffik divorced. V'chein l'ni kiddushin. The same is true if he's not throwing her a get, but let's be a little more romantic. He's throwing her shtar kiddushin. If you want to get married, I do not suggest throwing a shtar kiddushin. V'chein l'ni nachov. Similarly, if you're giving a shtar chov. Omer lo bal chov. The bal chov says, zrok li chovi, throw me my chov. V'zarkalo, and he threw it to him. Karov lo malva. Zacha malva. If it lands closer to the malva acquires it. Karv lelova, halova chayiv. If it lands closer to the lova, then the lova is chayiv. Mechzal mechza, shneim yachloku. If it's 50-50, it's half and half, then they divide it. So says Gemara, wait a second, what do these words mean? Hechi dami karov la, hechi dami karov lo. What do these words mean? Karov la, karov lo, closer to this one, closer to that one. What does all that mean? So the Gemara is going to have how many suggestions? I think three suggestions of what Karov, no, four suggestions of what Karov Lo and Karov La means. Suggestion number one, Amarav, Arba Amoshala, Zeu Karov La. Arba Amoshalo, Zeu Karov Lo. Karov means within Dalet Amos of. So when we say it lands Karov La, it means within Dalet Amos of her. When we say it lands Karov Lo, it means within Dalet Amos of him. Hechi Dami Mechzal Mechza. So what does Mechzal Mechza then mean? Some Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak on Shayishne and Amdim Bar Bamos. They're both within Dalet Amos of the get. That's the case of Mechzal Mechza. Says Mar Velechsi Heminayu Kadim. Well, which one was there first? Whichever one got to that square of Dalet Al Dalet Amos first, it became his, and or hers. and therefore the other person coming later doesn't get to take away your dalet al dalet amos, which is shayich to you if you got there first.
Yeah, but let's say there were more than 8 amos away. If there's 9 amos away from each other,
well, then it's got to be with somebody. It's not with the both. And the case we're saying that is metzal metzah is that it's within dalet amos of both of them, so not of neither of them. We'll get to that. So v'chi te medasu tarvay ba'di adadi. And if you're going to say, well, they both got there at the same time, v'ha'iyev shalat samtzein. There's no way to measure that they got there at the exact same time. It's not no way to measure. There's no way. Iyev shalat samtzein is an important shas concept, by the way, an important concept. Iyev shalat samtzein, there's no way that happens that it's exactly the same time. Someone was there a split second before the other one. Ella amar Rav Kana, so Rav Kana explains now, hacha b'ches amos mitzumtzamos haskinan. We're dealing in a case where they were both exactly 8 amos apart from each other. No more, no less than 8 amos apart from each other. The get yotze me'arba amos shalo l'dalir amos shalah. And the get is right on the line. So it says Gemara v'ha'agid gabei. No, but then the get, it should definitely not be a good get, because part of it is still in his rishus, and in order for it to be a good get, he's got to totally get rid of it. Elo Rav Rav Yosef Tam Tervayu, Hacha B'Shtei Kitei Edim Askinan. Achas Omeres Korov Lo, V'Achas Omeres Korov La. Over here we're talking about there are two sets of witnesses. One says it's closer to him, one says it's closer to her. Meaning one says it landed within his Dalet Amos, one says it landed within her Dalet Amos. So again, first interpretation, Korov La means that the only way she's going to be divorced is if it lands within her Dalet Amos. Korov Lo means it lands within his Dalet Amos. What's Mechza al Mechza? We don't know. We have contradictory testimony whether it landed in his Dalet Amos or her Dalet Amos. Why didn't we say that it lands more than 4 amos apart from both of them? That definitely would not be a good get, according to the Shita. This Shita is saying Karov La works only because it's within her Dalet Amos. She only acquires things within her Dalet Amos. If he was a million miles away from her and he threw it and it landed 4.5 amos away from her, she's not divorced. She only acquires a get within her Dalet Amos. Good, that's approach number one. Approach number two. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Karov La, Korov La Shaninu Afilu Me'a Amma. The Korov La Shaninu Afilu Me'a Amma. So Korov La means even 100 amos away. Korov La is even 100 amos away. Heichidami Mechsal Mechsa. What does Mechsal Mechsa mean? Amr of Shem Barabu, the Didim and Farshla, the Neid Rabbi Yochanan, Hu Yachol L'Shomro, Vihi Eina Yachol L'Shomro, Zeu Korov La. If he's able to watch it and she's not able to watch it, so then it's considered Korov La, to guard it from getting damaged, let's say. He yachalu l'shomrov, hu einu yachalu l'shomrov, zeu karov la. Shneem yachalu l'shomrov, they're both, if they're both able to watch it, or shneem ein yachalim, or they're both not able to watch it, zeu mechsal mechsa. That's 50-50. Amru Rabban Kamed Rab Yochanan Mishmed Rab Yonasan Hachi. So they said this in the name of Rab Yonasan, in front of Rab Yochanan, this pshat. Amar Yadin Chavrin Bavloi Lufusha Kiai Taima. He says, wow, those Babylonians are really smart. They really know how to explain stuff. Tani Nami Yachim. We have a brisa like this. Rab Lazar Omer. Kol Shu Karav La Milo. Anything that's closer to her than it was to him. Uba kele v'natlo, and a dog comes and takes it. Ain't a magreshes. She's not divorced. Why? Because obviously they couldn't guard it, right? A dog came and took it. Ain't a magreshes. Kol hechi tinteri v'tezel. So says the Gemara. Wait a second. Why is it not magreshes? Does she have to watch it forever and ever? Meaning the dog came later and took it. Why is that ain't a magreshes? As long as at the moment that it landed in her vicinity, it's that right then she should have been divorced. Elav hachi kamer. This is what you must mean to say. Kol shekarav lo milo v'ilu ba kela v'natlo v'hu yachal l'shomro v'yeinu yachal l'shomro ain't a magreshes. What we mean to say is, if he threw it in such a way that the place that it landed was a place where he could have protected it from a dog, but she couldn't have, she's not divorced. Amle Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna, Kedesha Tesuach V'Titlenu, V'Atal Tav Livda Adamati Gita Liyada. He says, I think it's got to be, when we say Karav in our Mishnah, it should be that as long as it's close enough that she could bend down and pick it up, but still we shouldn't paskin anything until the get. We should never actually allow it until the get goes to her hand. We should be machmir that even though there is a din of karov la that she just needs to be able to have access to it or whatever, we should be machmir that she's got to get it in her hand literally. There was once a story that they threw a karov la and then the husband died. Then the husband died. So now, does she right after? So does she need chalitza? or do you assume she's divorced? It was karov la, but it never went into her hand. So they said she needs chalitza. We assume that they're not divorced. We're going to be extra machmir that in order for us to consider them divorced, we're not playing games with this karov la, trying to figure out what exactly is karov la. Even though meikra didn't work, we're not playing any games with it. If it doesn't go into her hand, we're going to assume she's not divorced.
In the case of the Mishnah also, if he throws it into her chatzar, into her lamb, if she doesn't actually pick it up.
Chatzar is different. Her chatzar would work. But we're saying, but if you're relying on korva in Rosh Hashanah, is all in Rosh Hashanah, you're relying on it being karov, no good. Four explanations, this is the main point, four explanations of karov lo and karov la. One is within Dalalamos. Two is literally closer, whichever one is closer to. Afilu me'ama, remember we said whichever one is closer to. Third one is yachlo shomro, right, that you're able to guard it. And the fourth one is kedesha teshuach v'tetlana, close enough that you can bend down and pick it up. But then the Gemara concluded, lemaisa. We should only allow it if a get is given to Rosh Hashanah. We should only allow it if it goes into her hand literally. Good. I think we're going to stop there because I'm going to have to go. All right, that's pretty good for 25 minutes. Okay.